from the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please go get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, locked down at the Dragon in the road blockade, or getting run over by the Coast Guard in your jet ski. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please do keep that pencil and paper handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Let's start off with announcements here.
There's still time to make comments on the draft Yosemite Valley plan. Remember, your comments must be received by July 7th. Here's the address. Superintendent Dave Mihalik, M-I-H-A-L-I-C, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. That address again, Superintendent Dave Mihalik, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. You can also make comments by fax. That number, 209-372-0456, 209-372-0456, or you can send email to yose_planning@nps.gov. That's yose_planning@nps.gov. Would you like to be a street medic? There's some training coming up this weekend, June 24th and June 25th. This Northwest training includes street medicine, hands-on practice, tactical team structure, and medic kit organization. It's taking place Saturday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, June 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Olympia, Washington at the Praxis, located in the alley behind the fireplace store on 4th Avenue across from Orca Books. If you'd like more information, call 360-352-1017. There is a requested donation of $30 to $50, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds. Class size is limited, so please pre-register. For more information and to register, call Delilah, her number 541-617-1620. That's 541-617-1620, or you could send email to kitchenwitchrune@yahoo.com. That's kitchenwitchrune@yahoo.com, and this training is sponsored by the Medical Committee for Human Rights. Another training camp is coming up at THP 520, The Hole in the Headwaters. They're currently having their day in court. Epic and the Sierra Club's request for a temporary restraining order has been pushed back to around June 28th. Maxam and Pacific Lumber has agreed to let the courts rule on the legality of the plan, so they said they would not log until the judge decides. It's PLO will stick to their word, yet you never know. But because of the constant delays, North Coast Earth First has decided to open a training camp starting June 27th on the banks of the Elk River. Camp setup begins a few days earlier, and training will include nonviolence training, backwoods skills, media hole, ground truthing, and more. There's a chance that the court hearing for the Hole in the Headwaters will come during this training. If so, we head to court to show support. If not, there's so much destruction going on here by many corporations, new skills can be practiced. For information, call 707-825-6598 for details. 707-825-6598. Please come as self-sufficient as you can. No dogs, no drums, no alcohol, no drugs. Just bring a good attitude. North Coast Earth First. Once again, their phone number, 707-825-6598, or on the web at www.humboldt1.com/NCEF. looking for a panel discussion. If you live in the Burlington, Indiana area, it's coming up Thursday, June 29th at 7 p.m. Direct Action, Violence, or Self-Defense is going to ask the questions, what forms of protest are effective, what forms of protest are used and why, and how can we avoid divisiveness among activists and support each other even if we disagree on tactics. The panel discussion will be held at the Unitarian Universalist Church, located at Fee Lane and the Bypass. Once again, that's Thursday, June 29th, 7 p.m. in Bloomington, Indiana. Panelists include Professor Jim Hart, Tim Pitchford, a retired FBI agent who specialized in terrorism, and Craig Rosebrough, North American ELF, that's Earth Liberation Front spokesperson. Moderator will be Don Pratt, GCL. If you'd like more information, call Lisa, 812-339-6855, or you can just get on down to the Unitarian Universalist Church, Fee Lane and the Bypass, in Bloomington, Indiana, Thursday, June 29th at 7 p.m. July 2nd to July 9th is the Earth First Round River Rendezvous in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Kitua. If you want more information about the Earth First Round River Rendezvous, contact Kitua Earth First. Their email is mountainfaction@cs.com. That's mountainfaction, all one word, at cs.com. Or you can give them a call, 828-285-0631. For more information, 828-285-0631. Also happening around the same time is the Gathering of the Tribes 2000. It's coming to public land somewhere in the Montana-Idaho region. Uncle Dennis hasn't gotten a latest update on this one, but I'll let you know when I do. Dates are July 1st through July 7th. Gatherings are traditionally open and free to all individuals who come in the spirit of peace and sharing. Bring camping gear, rain gear, bulk foods, water filters, propane stoves, an open mind, and a loving attitude. If you'd like to get a howdy folks as to where this is going to be, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Gathering 2000 PMB 512, 1001 East Broadway, Missoula, Montana 59802. That's Gathering 2000 PMB 512, 1001 East Broadway in Missoula, Montana, 59802. Or you can send email to gathering2000@welcomehome.org. That's gathering2000@welcomehome.org. Or just go to the webpage, welcomehome.org. Democracy Training Camp, July 13th through 19th in Los Angeles, California, presented by the Ruckus Society, will address real democracy or corporate power, human voices or lobbyist dollars, planet people or peace, or profits, profits, profits. Great training, folks. You ought to make it if you can. How do you apply? Well, you need to go to their website, www.ruckus.org. That's www.ruckus.org, and better apply soon. It's probably filling up fast. This is a vitally important time for the Sierra Nevada. After years of delay, the Forest Service has released 8 alternative management plans for the region as part of a process commonly known as the framework. The stakes are high. Will the final choice protect old trees? Will it spare wild places from development? Will it buffer streams and rivers from destructive activities? Well, Alternative 5 is the clear choice. Environmentalists helped to develop the management plan known as Alternative 5. It would give high levels of protection to water, ancient forests, and wildlife. Alternative 5 would also restrict logging to small trees in areas where forest thinning would reduce fire risk, and it would encourage prescribed burning to bring natural fire back into the ecosystem. If you'd like to make written comments, you should send your letter to the Forest Service. Tell them in a brief letter why you support Alternative 5 and that you'll be voting for less logging and more protection of forest ecosystems. Send your letter to USDA Forest Service, CAET, Sierra Nevada Framework Project, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana 59807. Once again, that's USDA Forest Service, CAET, Sierra Nevada Framework Project, P.O. Box 7669, Missoula, Montana 59807. Email address, mailroom_wo_caet@fs.us. Once again, the email is mailroom_wo_caet@fs.fed.us. And some upcoming hearings are taking place in an area near you. If you live in Fresno, the hearing is on June 27th at 2 p.m. in the afternoon at the Fresno County Board of Supervisors chambers. On June 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m., it's taking taking place in Prather, California, at the Pine Ridge Kings River District Office on Highway 168 on July 10th from 3 to 9:30 p.m. in Porterville, California at the Veterans Building, on July 12th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. in Alturas, California at the USDA Conference Room, July 13th in Lake Isabella, California from 5 to 9:30 p.m. at the Kern River Veterans Hall Senior Center, and there are other hearings beyond that, and Uncle Dennis will let you know at a later time because there's just a whole lot of them. Can't read them all at once. Davis, California, June 14th. Anti-biotechnology direct action activists reclaim the seed celebrated the shutdown of the Monsanto R&D unit in India with a direct action attempt on the Monsanto's R&D unit at its Calgene campus in Davis. The communique stated that Reclaim the Seeds acted in solidarity with the Indian farmers who have burnt fields of Monsanto's Franken-crops through mass actions and other people around the world who have resisted its agricultural biotechnology program. We have pulled up crops engineered to be resistant to the company's poison products. This is the second effort made by RTS against improved security being installed as a result of such direct action. On May 21st, they were turned away by security at the USDA's Agricultural Research Service's Western Regional Research in Albany, California. And according to this communique, after negotiating the outside security systems, we cut into and entered the greenhouses only to trigger an alarm. Although we chose to leave the site without achieving our objectives, we believe that this experience was worthwhile because it contributes to the process of learning how to interact with the new security measures set up against us in our area. And 20 Pacific Northwest Forest Defense Campaigns announce a Summer of Solidarity. This year's summer solstice, we ask you to spend time thinking about the web of life as well as the Pacific Northwest forest culture that's been built upon defending this way of life. From the coastal redwoods of Santa Cruz, California, northwards through the vast stands of the tallest trees in the world, the forest of the Pacific Northwest was once one giant temperate rainforest. Harboring more biomass than any of the world's forests, this continuous forest canopy of a diverse array of conifers once stretched across what is now Northern California, Washington, Oregon, and British Columbia. All that is left today are tiny remnants of this forest. As each day goes by, these last refuges of forest continue to be cut down, and so we are rising up. In the Great Bear Rainforest, the Alajo Valley, the Umpqua, the Slocum Valley, on the Salt Springs Island, and in Bella Coola, in the Mendocino and Santa Cruz Redwoods, the Santiam River, the Arcata Community Forest, from up above the Fraser River, the Argenta of the West Kootenays, the Hole in the Headwaters Redwoods, Eagle Creek and Clayquot Sound, the forests of Gifford Pinchot, the Matole, Applegate in Southern Oregon, and in Fall Creek of the Willamette Valley, we are rising up. Please join us to protect what's left and regrow what's been taken. There is a rich diversity of resources that come from the native forest landscape. In time, the need for these diverse natural resources will take over today's dominant logging-based land use. With the spirit of the salmon and the grizzly bear, the clouds of wild birds and ancient trees, together we stand at the dawn of rediscovering a nature-based culture. In this summer of solidarity, by making sure all 20 forest campaigns are well represented at all our individual actions and demonstrations. And let's start off right here in Santa Cruz. Here's an action alert. Tree sit in Santa Cruz Mountains. Through the combined efforts of many Earth First activists, a tree sit has been established in Ramsey Gulch in southern Santa Cruz County in California. This watershed has been heavily impacted by logging since 1850, and especially in the last 10 years. The steep slopes and easily eroded soils are prone to landsliding. The streams are important parts of South County water supplies and are recovering fish populations. It is vitally important that this area be preserved and protected from destructive effects of industrial logging. In addition, this THP is in willful violation of the Santa Cruz County zoning regulations regarding stream setbacks. Trees right in the streams have been marked for cutting, though the latest scientific studies recommend that cutting should not take place within 300 to 400 feet horizontal distance from the stream bank. These setbacks would protect the streams and fish populations. The streamside canopy cover in Ramsey Gulch is fairly low, and reducing it further will only raise stream temperatures, increase understory growth, which increases fire hazards in a redwood forest, and increase siltation. These south and west-facing slopes need extra protection, not continued harvest. It is vitally important that all activists who can come to Santa Cruz. Give us a call. Our area code, 831-425-3205. That's 831-425-3205, and let us know what you can do to help. You can also send us email at cruzef@cruzio.com. That's cruzef@cruzio.com. And we'll get you plugged in here. Here's an update from Fall Creek, a message from the Red Tree Vole. Will you please call Daryl Knops and Rick Scott of the U.S. Forest Service for me? My family lives in Sale where the Fall Creek Tree Village is. We have been told that they might leave a little buffer around around my house and other houses, but they still might try and cut the rest of forest down. Please help, or there will be nowhere else for our family to move to. All the other old growth forests around our village have already been cut down. Please help while the forest serving with biologists about what type of protections are needed. Please call or write Rick Scott, District Ranger, Willamette National Forest, 541-937-2129. That's 541-937-2129. And if you're going to write, here's the fax number, 541-937-2032. And the other person was Daryl Knops, Forest Supervisor of the Willamette National Forest. His number, 541-465-6532. That's 541-465-6532. And if you wish to write, here's the fax number, 541-465-6488. 541-465-6488. And please tell these two, Rick Scott and Daryl, I know where the red tree voles nesting in the old growth forest of the Clark Timber Sale. You would like to fully preserve all red tree vole habitat from further logging, and you'd like to permanently cancel the Clark Timber Sale. Here's an update from the Alajo Valley. For the sixth day, there was no logging north of Lava Creek in the upper Alajo Valley as many people celebrated the solstice of solidarity. For 3 days, from June 20th through the 22nd, people from around British Columbia, the United States, and the world are celebrating the solstice of solidarity as we work to realize the sustainable vision of our forests, our communities, and our world. In the Alajo Valley, hikers and wildcrafters occupied cut blocks 102-51 and 102-52, which is the Douglas Fir Loop Trail, a trail weaving through the grove of 1,100-year-old Douglas firs. Due to safety concerns for the hikers, the fallers were sent home. The Alajo Valley is the front line of grizzly bear habitat and the last remaining pristine wilderness of the southern mainland. If you'd like more information about what's happening in the Alajo, their email is alajo@tao.ca. That's ELAHO@TAO.ca. And here's an update from the Slocan Valley of Canada. They've been on a road blockade for 22 days, and Slocan Forest Products have been granted an injunction. But Judge McEwen just turned down their enforcement order. They started the protest on Trazo Creek last September and kept them out long enough to make it impossible for them to put their road in before winter. Hopefully we can do that again. Slocan Forest Products plans to take 15,000 cubic meters out of Trazo Creek this winter. That's about 500 logging trucks and approximately 8% of their annual allowable cut for this area in the year 2000. The people in the Slocan Valley are taking a stand for watershed protection and are asking you to join us. This is a make-it-or-break-it summer for the valley. Time is running out. Slocan Forest Products, the largest logging corporation in British Columbia, has been granted road building permits into the valley's last remaining intact watersheds. We've been fighting for watershed protection for over 20 years, and during those time, the watersheds of this valley has been systematically logged, resulting in landslides, siltation, and loss of wildlife habitat and drinking water. This summer, we are again protesting the roadsides and at the cut blocks. Once again, we will be putting ourselves between these wildernesses, these covered mountains, and ravenous appetite of the corporate logging machine. We are asking you to stand with us. Their email, or webpage, excuse me, www.watertalk.org/svwa. That's www.watertalk.org/svwa. And kick it out. www.kickinterfor.com. Check that website. www.kickinterfor.com. As you may or may not know, International Forest Products, or Interfor, is one of the biggest rainforest destroyers on the planet, cutting almost 4 million cubic meters a year. That's about 4 million telephone poles from the last ancient temperate rainforests on Earth. They are logging in British Columbia's Great Bear Rainforest, the Alajo Valley, Clackawatt Sound, and many other pristine and beautiful areas. They're asking folks to come up and get your wrists in some handcuffs. The Forest Action Network has the best way for you to get involved and save ancient temperate rainforests. Log into www.kickinterfor.com and kick Interfor off the planet. Virtually, of course. Anyway, if you'd like more information, they have a telephone number here, 250-799-5800. That's 250-799-5800. Or FANBC at fanweb.org. FANBC at fanweb.org. And one of the first timber sales to emerge from the survey then managed delay in our bioregion is the Isabel Timber Sale in the Medford BLM District near the communities of Applegate and Rutch. This timber sale has begun. 2 miles of new roads have already been built by the contractor Superior Lumber. The new road, already in a very fragmented and heavily roaded area, punches along the ridgetop across a gorgeous meadow with Mount Laughlin, Grayback Mountain, and Red Buttes all in clear view. The Mount Isabel Trail is now nearly destroyed and turned into a road. This portion of road is now nearly complete. Isabel Timber Sale would log 1 million board feet. This sale, like all timber sales, is completely illegal. It involves riparian reserve logging. In violation of the aquatic conservation strategy, it will adversely affect the coho salmon, and it logs the ridgetop of Mount Isabel, thereby destroying a vital connectivity corridor for many species. Klamath Siskiyou wild and forest activists in the bioregion will be leading hikes into the destruction zone this Sunday, June 26th. If you can meet at the Applegate store at noon, you can go along, and the following Sunday, they'll lead a hike into the proposed Sturgis timber sale adjacent to the Kangaroo roadless area. I believe that's Sunday, June 25th. But anyway, both of those hikes start at the Applegate store in Oregon. If you want more information, if you want to contact the Medford Bureau of Land Management, their district manager is Ron Winker. Please contact him and tell him to cancel the Isabel timber sale. His phone number, 541-618-2200. That's 541-618-2200. Or you want to send mail to BLM Medford Office, 3040 Biddle Road, BIDDLE, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Once again, that address, BLM Medford Office, 3040 Biddle Road, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can send email to or110mb@or.blm.gov. That's or110mb@or.blm.gov. And you can go to Klamath Siskiyou Wild at their website, www.kswild.org. And for the next few months, no development will occur in wetlands in Los Angeles, California, while the city's many departments study the risks of locating a multi-billion dollar project on land contaminated with explosive methane gas, poisonous hydrogen sulfate, and a newly discovered earthquake fault. By an 11-1 vote, the city council agreed with speakers from the Airport Marina Sierra Club, Grassroots Coalition, Spirit of Sage Council, and the Bologna Ecosystem Education Project that to allow this project, consisting of 13,000 homes and many office buildings, without considering this shocking new information, could lead to a disaster for future residents and taxpayers of the city. The city council also postponed a request by the developer for $33 million in affordable housing bonds. Earlier this year, the groups revealed the facts about explosive gases coming from underneath what is planned to be the largest development in L.A. city's history, after years of denials from the landowner that there was any risk. Sited in the floodplain of Bologna Creek and the former channel of L.A. River, the project sits on thousands of feet of soil deposited from the San Gabriel and Santa Monica Mountains. Since the 1920s, millions of barrels of oil have been pumped from an oil field beneath the west end of the wetlands. But starting in World War II, the government began storing natural gas in that depleted oil field as a strategic reserve. Since then, the Southern California Gas Company has operated the storage field. At the west end of the property are spills of industrial pollutants from the former Hughes Aircraft Factory, which contaminate aquifers that are the source of local drinking water. Together, these problems make leaving this land for wildlife the wisest choice. Indeed, 1,100 species of plants and animals thrive on this green zone surrounded by L.A. sprawl, according to 4 studies of the wildlife published by local government agencies. And if you want more information about this, you can contact Rex Frankel at bologna.free.press@juno.com. That's Bologna, bal.free.press@juno.com. Or you can give him a call, 310-670-4695. That's 310-670-4695. Or, of course, try their webpage, www.bologna.net. That's www.bologna.net. Have a note here from the folks at the Buffalo Field Campaign. They say the winter season has wound down, the snow has melted, and the balsam flowers are flowering, and the buffalo have returned to Yellowstone National Park. This summer we have so much to be thankful for. In the first winter in 16 years, the state of Montana didn't slaughter a single buffalo. 3 years ago, when Montana's Department of Livestock killed nearly 1,100 buffalo, our group formed to bring public pressure against the state and end this senseless tragedy. This winter, 3 years of hard work have finally paid off. We would like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for all you have done on behalf of the Yellowstone herd, America's last wild and free-roaming buffalo. Together, together during the winter of 1999-2000, we have stopped the slaughter. The Buffalo Field campaign has shifted our focus to summer tabling efforts inside the park. This is our chance to help Yellowstone's visitors become aware of the plight of the buffalo and our work to protect them. They say that they're printing their latest newsletter, and they're ready to send it out. If you'd like to get on their mailing list, send your information to buffalo@wildrockies.org. That's buffalo@wildrockies.org. And if you'd like to have some to distribute in your community or at a special event, just send them some donations and they'll send you a stack of their newsletters. The address, Buffalo Field, P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That address again, Buffalo Field Campaign, P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. And now we're going to listen to a little music by Robert Hoyt from his Dumpster Diving Across America CD. This one is called Why Should I Care?
I flip the switch and the lights come on. I set up my garbage and like magic it's gone. I turn on the faucet and the clear waters flow. I gas up my car and away. Chair watching some wild animal show. There are places like that out there, it's sure nice to know. And as the carnivore closes in for the kill, they don't show the strip mine to starboard the hill. Why should I care? Why should I care? Because all of this is not a problem for me, it's just shelves are well stocked, dumpsters full of food out back are locked. I pray to the god of the economy and ask what my country can do for me. Cause I can buy a second home where I can sneak off, buy a golf course in the mountains, the interest I can ride up, or on the beach where storms are a frequent occurrence, with taxpayer subsidized flood insurance. Why should I care? Why should I care? Because all of this is not a problem for me, just an opportunity. Ecological collapse is imminent, you say. We're losing at least 100 species a day. Hit it to the brick wall at 100 miles an hour. It's not just about survival, it's about land that is 10 miles inland. If it gets too hot here, I'll just move to Finland. Get a glass bubble where I can hide, that will withstand the bricks thrown by the ones outside. Why should I care? Why should I care? Because all of this is not a problem for me, it's just an opportunity. Should I care? Because all of this is not a problem for me. Then again, I guess it could be.
And Earth First Radio will be right back.